One of the questions that comes up from time to time about Yom HaAtzmaut is whether the restrictions of Avilut that apply during Sfirat HaOmer are suspended, and whether one's allowed to have a haircut on Yom HaAtzmaut. And this is a question that is perhaps particularly apt this year, because the barbers and hairdressers only opened up on Monday, and even those who don't observe the Avilut until Chodesh Iyar didn't have a lot of opportunity to have a haircut before the Omer restrictions kicked in. So obviously, and as I've said previously with regards to Yom HaAtzmaut, the answer will depend somewhat at least on what one's hashkafic position is as far as Medinat Yisrael and Yom HaAtzmaut is concerned. Obviously, if a person is negative or ambivalent about the religious significance of Medinat Yisrael, then Yom HaAtzmaut isn't going to have any halachic meaning for them, and the whole discussion is moot. But in actual fact, even if a person is proud and ardent waving, army serving, tzioni, living in Eretz Yisrael, I think they can also come to a halachic conclusion that even though Medinat Yisrael is the greatest thing that has happened to Am Yisrael in two millennia, their halachic models and constructs simply don't allow for the restrictions of the Omer to be lifted. So this question in particular has been discussed already for some generations. Rav Yitzchak Nissim, who was the second Sfardi chief rabbi of Medinat Yisrael in the 1950s and 1960s, addressed it in his Sheilot Tshuvot Yayin HaTov, and he came to the conclusion that the Avilut of the Omer is totally suspended on Yom HaAtzmaut, and that not only haircuts but also weddings are permitted. What was his reasoning? He pointed out that Baalei Brit are allowed to cut their hair during Sfira, and also during the 3 weeks, because it's Yom Tov Shelahem. It's called their personal Yom Tov. So if that's permitted, then on Yom HaAtzmaut, which is a communal Yom Tov, there's a Kal Vachomer to allow it. And he also cites earlier authorities who write about various communities that observed local Purims during the Sfira period to celebrate various Nisim, and apparently they also permitted haircuts on these days. However, while some communities have accepted Rav Nissim's psak in this regard, there certainly isn't unanimity on the matter, and some poskim have suggested that there should be a chiluk between aspects of the Avilut that clash with the celebration of Yom HaAtzmaut and aspects that don't. So if the minhag to not allow music is observed, and I should add that that's a far later minhag than the practice not to have haircuts or weddings, then the simcha of Yom HaAtzmaut isn't properly observed. And indeed, there are poskim who allow music at Sheva Brachot held at the beginning of Iyar for weddings that took place before Rosh Chodesh for similar reason. But a haircut, perhaps as opposed to shaving, isn't really relevant to the celebration of Yom HaAtzmaut, and it's just using Yom HaAtzmaut as an excuse to go to the barbers, and therefore it shouldn't be permitted on Yom HaAtzmaut, and that's the psak of Rav Melamed in Pnine Halacha. And the same is also true of weddings. Celebrating a wedding on Yom HaAtzmaut doesn't contribute anything towards the simcha of the day, but it's rather using Yom HaAtzmaut as a matir to have the wedding during Sfira. Rav Unterman also addressed the question of weddings in his Sheilot Tshuvot Shevet Mihuda, Chelek Bet Siman Samach, and he added in a further dimension, so that as far as haircuts concerns, that's a private thing. What you want to do is what you want to do. It doesn't really cause any machloket. But as far as the wedding is concerned, some of the guests are going to feel comfortable with it, some of them aren't going to feel comfortable with it, some of the relatives will approve, some will disapprove. It's going to cause machloket, and we want to try and minimise the machloket. So I think essentially we could suggest that the machloket between Rav Nissim on the one hand and Rav Melamed on the other hand is really about the nature of Yom HaAtzmaut. Is it an actual Yom Tov which gives the whole day a certain status which is at odds with the Avilut of the Omer? Or is it simply a day when there's a religious imperative to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to celebrate the existence of Medinat Yisrael, but it's not actually and inherently a Yom Tov? The practice of my own Rosh Yeshiva, Harav Lichtenstein Zichrono Livracha, was to shave just before Maariv on the evening of Yom HaAtzmaut, but I've actually no idea whether or not he held that you could have a haircut, particularly since, as is well known, he held that essentially shaving is permitted during the Sfira anyhow, in which case to shave so as not to look like an Avel on Yom HaAtzmaut isn't such a big chiddush. A final observation, which I haven't seen addressed in any of the poskim, but I think is pertinent, and that is that there might be a distinction between Israelis and those in Chutz La'aretz, meaning that Yom Ha'atzma'ut is very different in Chutz La'aretz to what it is in Israel. In Israel, the whole day is Yom Ha'atzma'ut, and it's Israelis celebrating the miracle of their own country in their own backyard, or celebrating their country in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's backyard. But in Chutz La'aretz, Yom Ha'atzma'ut is just part of the day. Hopefully it's a tefillah chagigit, maybe a barbecue or some falafel, but it isn't as if the whole day is infused and permeated with the identity of Yom Ha'atzma'ut. And I can see that maybe having a haircut in Israel, if you could find a barber that's open, which you probably can't, could be regarded as a way of celebrating Yom Ha'atzma'ut. Whereas in Chutz La'aretz, I think it's just using it as an excuse to have a haircut. And I think that when it comes to Yom Ha'atzma'ut, it's no bad thing that those of us who are still in Chutz La'aretz should actually feel a little bit like second-class citizens, like bystanders who haven't been invited to the whole party. Ad kan.